Doubt that.
Senator Cantwell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for this important hearing and all of you for your willingness to serve. These are very important positions and certainly appreciate the focus that you've brought to this morning's feedback and answering questions. Mr. Rodriguez, I would like to drill down a little more. You and I had a chance to meet, but obviously the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory has been a critical contributor on electricity issues since its inception, and grid modernization, cybersecurity, energy storage, all of those things. They're the home to the largest collection of power system engineers and will soon be home to the Office of Electricity's new grid storage launch pad, which provides a place to accelerate and vindicate grid storage, grid scale storage. So very, very important. Obviously, we're very interested in smart grid technology and moving forward on the Office of Electricity's support of grid storage launch pad once it opens in 2024. So I wanted to ask you about the investment and time frame, because utility operators and consumers agreed to dynamically control large electrical loads like EV chargers, water heaters, pumps, all of these things that we have to do to drive down cost and look at consumer affordability. I think they released a study that showed if this technology were used across the country, it would cut peak loads by up to 15%, mm-hmm. which 15% and deliver $50 billion in economic benefits to customers. So how do you see the grid storage launch pad moving forward on with PNNL and helping to roll this out?
Thank you for that question, Senator Cantwell, and again, thank you for taking time to meet me with me yesterday. Let me start with a personal story. I've been in the energy industry some 32 years. When I first entered that, some 32 years ago, I remember having a conversation with one of the leads of the utility on the technology side, saying, you know what the next breakthrough is for renewable energy? Storage. And that's because from a utility perspective, the thing that makes these technologies used and useful in making affordable energy and reliable energy for people is the ability to control the portfolio of resources you have. Grid storage, I believe, represents the most important breakthrough our country can make. And the PNNL is fortunate, and we are fortunate that it is the home of the grid storage launch pad. That's going to put not just a good, rigorous technology demonstration work, but intellectually rigorous plus muscular in terms of the size and the breadth of the effort. I'm very excited about the work being done there.
Thank you. Rudian.
Rudian?
Jeffrey, if you have to.
Okay.
Jeff is perfect.
Rudian. Obviously, in the energy efficiency and renewable energy portfolio, PNNL is also a big player on renewable grid integration and coastal and marine integration as well. How do you think the role of the National Lab would help in support of these priorities and moving forward on decarbonization?
Thank you, Senator Cantwell, for that question. I've had the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Ashby and very much have confirmed look forward to working with the PNNL team. They're doing some cutting-edge research and work across the board, and I think it's critical that we as a department focus on how to take the R&D work that's being done at the labs and apply it to real-world applications and look forward to doing that if confirmed.
And Mr. Crane, I understand PNNL was one of the first labs you visited in your current role, so thank you. Given the strong capabilities the department has invested in for many years, how do you plan to leverage these investments, particularly, you know, some of the things we need to do on the security side?
Well, Senator, you're absolutely correct. The first national lab I got to visit was Pacific Northwest, and it was truly awe-inspiring. And I think the thing that personally most excited me about my visit was the work that was being done within that lab on next-generation electrolyzers, which will be essential to a highly successful, hydrogen, particularly if, you know, the current I mean, the current generation of electrolyzers that we're looking at, of course, rely on iridium, which is something that the United States does not have a supply of currently. So, you know, we have to promote, you know, more special metals, domestic sources, but solid oxide electrolyzers, where the work's being pioneered out in Washington State, I think is something we have to focus on very quickly to accelerate and scale up.
I'm not sure you could probably explain it in a short period of time, but I look forward to helping everybody understand this cutting edge change. I don't even, if you have a soundbite, you could say it, but I okay.
No. As a lawyer, I'm at the very edge of my technical understanding right now.
I think it could change a lot in manufacturing. I'll just say that. I think it could be a game changer in manufacturing. Could I just, for the record, Mr. Chairman, I know we have people want to ask a second.
Sure.
Mr. Rodriguez, you and I also had a conversation about grid fiber. The chairman literally pioneered this idea in his state with people working together on grid fiber as a way to drive a smarter grid. And do you think that a program to encourage more utility investment in grid fiber is a good idea?
Thank you for that question, Senator Cantwell. I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's an excellent idea.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Senator Murkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.